me to be a pleasant way to start the day, Jennifer. Would you agree?
Is it a snowy road for you, Doug, or is it okay?
Let's see. The Pacific Coast Highway looks clear, and the beaches are in the beautiful shape, so I would say that
you
there
made it
wasn't
home.
Much of a problem here.
How was the weekend, though? You were in Boston for the big blizzard.
But you know what? This so annoys me. It just really gets under my skin. This was a big snowstorm, admittedly. And there are pictures, by the way. If you go to DougStefan.com, you'll see some pictures of this weekend on the farm, and you'll also see some of the pictures. There are a couple of different ways of us analyzing this. The video of the day today is a time-lapse video, switching from state to state as this storm hit and the snow piled up. We had a couple of feet at the farm, and the wind blowing around made the drifts, in some cases, 4, 5, 6 feet. Well, you could see for yourself with the pictures that came from the farm after we dug out. I went out Friday night, got into the snowplow. It started about 4 o'clock, and it got heavy. In the first couple, 3 hours, we had maybe a couple of inches. By the time the snow was 3 inches deep, I decided to get in the snowplow truck and clear out the yards, both at the home farm and down the road at Eastleigh. And they did that, and it was fine the first time I made a pass. It took me about an hour and a half to clean them all up. And then all of a sudden, almost all of a sudden, like within 5 minutes, the winds changed, and it got colder in just a very short period of time. The snow started coming down a lot harder, and the wind blowing it around made it literally impossible for me to see the road. I took the truck is a four-wheel drive, six-wheel vehicle, has a dump truck in the back of it. We put some sand and stuff in there to weight it down. And it's an 8-inch plow, so I'm going up a couple of very steep driveways that there are on the property, and I lose control of the truck because underneath the snow is basically ice. And so the truck comes backwards and slides sideways, and if it weren't for the fact that there was a large, along the side of this driveway, a large retinue of boulders, I would have gone off for sure. Whether I'd ended up on my keister or not remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So that took place through the night, and on Saturday morning it was cold, but not much colder, 15, 16 degrees, and the snow had become very dry, so it wasn't heavy, it wasn't hard to move, and that made it easy for the drifts to develop because we had 40, 50 mile an hour winds. And you know, so you get up and you get into the truck or a tractor or you get a shovel up, and you clean it out. They're ridiculous. My God, listening to this thing, you'd have thought we had the news media went so far overboard with their predictions and the coverage of the snowstorm. We have made ourselves a nation of wimps. We really have. I'm looking at headlines today. Killer storm, the review of the weather from January. Killer storms, tornadoes. The South, the Midwest, in danger again. Snow in the Northeast. What's happening? Global warming. The end of the world. What nonsense. It is. It is stupidity on top of stupidity. Having said that, I guess probably I didn't go home for the snowstorm, but it became a precursor for it. I went home to bury my favorite cow, Peaches. We actually have, I don't know what we did with all that video, and there's a story that we were going to attach to, maybe what I'll do is have, I'll send you the attachment, or you can find it and put it up on Facebook if you want, Jennifer, to just give people sort of the end of that story. Mm-hmm. But it is, it was a big storm, it was a big snowstorm, and now people are digging out from it, there's no
school. So did you get home as scheduled?
Yeah, I got home as scheduled, I got out as scheduled.
Same flight that you were on, good.
Yeah. Right.
No harm, no foul.
Nah. I mean, yesterday everything was delayed getting out of Boston, so by the time I got here, I didn't get here in time for brunch. I got here in time for dinner. But it's so important for us to realize how manipulative The news media is, and its consorts. Politicians, we know they're manipulative. You know that people who are selling you things are manipulating you because they want you to buy. In essence, that's kind of what they want you to buy into, these people that are in the so-called news media, into getting dependent on their bugles, if you will, whatever it is, so that you will be afraid of everything. Look at what's going on here in Los Angeles with this police officer. $1 million reward in the manhunt for the ex-LAPD officer. Why don't you, because I wasn't around, although I have followed this, why don't you bring us up to date on
There's just
agenda.
Not a whole lot new, which is, I think maybe that's the story, is that this guy, Christopher Dorner, put out his manifesto on Facebook. He killed the daughter of a police chief that represented him in a trial, killed the daughter's fiance, shot at a couple of police officers, killed one, injured one, and then no one knew where he went. And so they thought they found him, or thought they might find him, in Big Bear, California, which is like a mountain ski community in Southern California, because he lit his truck on fire. Now, people thought, is this a decoy? Is he trying to throw people off? He's very smart. But the truck had a broken axle and still had a lot of his camping equipment inside of it. So the thing is, was it an accident that he broke the axle? No one seems to know. But they did a manhunt all weekend in Big Bear. They couldn't find him. Haven't had any sightings of him. The last sighting was of him throwing away some ammunition shells in the back of a business in I think it was in San Diego County. He went in during business hours, just threw away his stuff in a dumpster, and they caught him on video footage. And that's it. They don't know where he is. And I'm telling you, the weirdest thing about being in Southern California this weekend, you didn't see any police officers around. I didn't see them around until yesterday. It was as if everybody was just kind of laying low a little bit. But yesterday I noticed them driving around again. Back of presence was back. Did you notice, I mean, in your area when you came in, did you notice any difference in police presence?
No, I didn't notice anything over here. I didn't notice anything in the airport. What I do, again, find to be distressing is after listening to this guy's story and reading about him, how in the name of God did he ever get hired as a policeman?
And he was also a military person.
How did he ever, with his background in high school and his antisocial behavior and his aggressiveness and his basic lack of ability to understand anything in his life without getting angry, how did he get into the service and how did he become a policeman?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he obviously carried chips on his shoulder throughout his life. I mean, if you read his manifesto, he mentions things from grade school that he's carried around
with
him.
He's a very disturbed guy. What is he doing on the police force? How did he get into the military? And again, this may be, you know, the cow's out of the barn, but isn't it maybe something important for us to think about when it comes to future
hiring? The
whole
topic of mental illness again.
Right.
I mean, it really does come back to that.
Mentally disturbed, so many people are, in so many different ways, so many different jobs, so many different realities. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with a take on the news from our perspective during this hour of the program. You can reach us easily at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com because we are eager to hear from you. And also Facebook connections, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day. Way for you to whiten your teeth. There's an at-home teeth whitening system that will make your teeth so bright, your smile so white. This is something that I'm so pleased that we were able to bring to the folks listening to this program. Jennifer, there's no question that your teeth could use a bit of a whitening. A lot of people have a busy schedule, a question about when you'll have time to make that happen. So, the reason comes to the surface. Good teeth get you better jobs, better dates, Valentine's Day. How about power swabs? Recommended by so many people who have used it. Word of mouth is as big a seller when it comes to power swabs, Jennifer, as the ads that you're hearing on my program. It's a clinically proven whitening system. Power swabs, clinically proven whitening system that removes years of stains off of your teeth in just 5 minutes. It's so easy. People hear that, 5 minutes, you've got to be kidding. No, 5 minutes. That's all it takes. Power swabs uses a naturally derived coconut tooth detergent that works to dissolve the stains on your teeth and whitens your teeth without any sensitivity feeling whatsoever. You want to know what the best part is? Power Swabs works on all surfaces, caps, crowns, veneers, you name it, whatever you got in your mouth. They'll get white by using Power Swabs, guaranteed to be 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades whiter and brighter in 7 days, just in time for Valentine's Day. Here's how you get this wonderful product, Power Swabs, available by dialing 800-865-7602. That's the only way you're going to get them. Try them risk-free, 800-865-7602. Call today. Mention Doug Steffen. Save 50% off the retail price. Nothing says, remember the old lovin' like something in the oven? No. Nothing says love like a nice white smile. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund. And accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Heard this. It was reported that someone recently threw a shoe at Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And they say that throwing a shoe is the supreme mark of disrespect in the Arab world. It's the biggest demonstration of disrespect, throwing a shoe. I would have to go with the beheading, I think. You know, I mean, I would rather have a shoe hit my head than have my head hit my shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's talking about this big winter storm that could dump 3 feet of snow on the East Coast and knock out power to 24 million people. To put things in perspective, that's about 6 Beyonce halftime shows. The storm is a big deal. In fact, I heard the Weather Channel is expecting totals of 12 to 20 viewers.
Yeah, it's just
12
it's,
to 20 viewers.
So, you know me and how I am, a naysayer or whatever, contrarian. I'm so sick of listening to all this stuff about the snowstorm and what it really didn't do, but what prediction. Is it better to be prepared? Yeah, it's okay. That's smart. And there were problems certainly up and down the coast. The flooding from New York. Actually, New York didn't have a bad time at all, really. What really is the coast of Connecticut and the state of Connecticut got more snow and had more trouble along the coastline than any of the other states.
Connecticut got hammered like 30-something inches in some
34
places.
Inches in New Milford, Connecticut, which is sort of mid-state. And then the coastlines are beautiful. There's Connecticut has some wonderful,
state. It's really pretty.
Coastal areas. And they got great farming areas in the northwestern part of the state, south-central part of the state. So you know, those areas are affected. I will tell you, it wasn't easy to get around and feed the animals over the weekend on the farm. No question about the difficulties. It's a good thing we had a lot of equipment. We have three or four loaders, and those go to work. And you couldn't really plow the snow. You had to shovel it, in essence. You had to bucket it. You know, use these buckets on these. I have a couple of, I have a backhoe and a couple of loaders, and they all have 6, 8 foot tall and, you know, wide buckets, so you can pick up a good deal of it and move it. The problem is, where do you put it? That's the thing that becomes, that's why sort of the pictures, I don't know if you looked at the pictures at DougStephan.com yet, but that's sort of what the pictures depict, if you will.
Get it?
Got it? So a couple of items of gossipy consequence, including Tiger Woods' latest girlfriend. That's pretty interesting when you consider how many people in his league have their own planes. It was very nice that he could accommodate this nice, sweet young lady.
Yeah, he loves the blondes. His latest, and there was just rumors about this, but allegedly they are true since they were sharing a little
allegedly
cozy
they
plane.
Are true, yeah.
Allegedly. Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn, they actually jetted off together because Lindsey had an accident. She crashed at the World Championships last week, and she was on crutches. So he came over in his jet. you know, I guess this is like the guy who picks you up and takes you for a milkshake, just on a much bigger scale.
Right. She was in Austria.
Right. He just jetted over to Austria and picked her up on his private plane, and they went off together, which I think maybe means they're more than just friends. But who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, it's a rumor.
It's a rumor.
It's a rumor, Jennifer. It's a rumor.
It's a rumor mill.
All right, so the Giselle, I never pronounced her name right. Bunchen.
You did a good job.
Did I do a good
Giselle
job there?
Bunchen. Yes, she is that long, leggy, beautiful supermodel that's married to Tom Brady. And that was for you, because I know you're a Patriot guy. On Friday...
I don't care about the Patriots. What I find is interesting, the rumors locally about him cheating on her.
Really?
It is, yeah.
That's when you have someone who's just too perfect, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe you look for something more fun. I don't know. Anyway, Brazilian supermodel Giselle Bundchen posted a picture of her cuddling her two-month-old baby girl, Vivian Lake, along with the caption, "Love is everything. Happy Friday. Much love to all." That's their second child. They have a little boy together, and then he also has a son with Bridget Monaghan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Bridget Monaghan, she appeals to me more. Maybe it's just because I like her character is appealing on Blue Bloods.
Oh, her character, all those Blue Bloods are fun. Yeah,
right, they are really. All right, so there's the gossip quotient for this morning, at least for the moment, anyway. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You may have heard recent reports of people getting sick on cruise ships. Well, what are the real risks, and how can you stay healthy at sea? The notable cases recently have involved outbreaks of what they call the norovirus. Now, that may sound dramatic, but norovirus is nothing more than the common stomach flu. Having said that, the symptoms of headache, nausea, and gastrointestinal problems over the course of 24 to 48 hours can really mess up your cruise. The fact is, this kind of situation is likely in any enclosed environment. If high-touch areas like buffets, elevator buttons, and door handles are contaminated, the illness is easily transmitted. So how do you protect yourself? You avoid contamination. That means washing your hands frequently, using hand sanitizers. Also, use the bathroom in your cabin instead of public spaces. And have you noticed at receptions, you see the captain standing there not really shaking hands with passengers? There's a reason for that. Follow his lead. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
The coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The College of Informational Knowledge. It's Dr. Doug Steffen, Ph.D., piled higher and deeper like the snow, with Jennifer Horn.
She didn't say like the manure. That's
who
good.
Is as pure as the driven snow. And we are into Monday, February the 11th. Valentine's Day is Thursday.
Are you celebrating this year, Dougie?
Thursday. That's yet to be determined. I'll celebrate it whether it's closer or far, it still will be celebrated. How about you?
Well, probably not, seeing as how I have cleaned a little house in my love life lately.
Good for you.
But I'm okay with it. I'm happy about it. It's all right. But let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Are you buying flowers, maybe?
I'm not.
Because you're not normally a flower guy.
Listen, you never can tell with me.
Wow.
I'm a surprise kind of guy.
I like it.
The poll question at DougSteffen.com today. How much are you planning on spending for Valentine's Day? A, less than $20. B, between $20 and $50. C, between $50 and $100. D, over $100. E, I don't know. F, when's Valentine's Day?
Isn't it sad I don't have a honey, but I'm yet spending $20 to $50 on Valentine's?
Well, what I want to know, what always bothers me about this is that it always seems to be one way. It always goes from the men to the women, and very little comes back to the men.
Not with this girl. No. I mean, right now, because I don't have a Valentine, I will buy something for my coworkers, and I buy something for my parents every year. But when I have somebody, I buy them something.
Uh-huh. There you go. All right. Well, that's a good precedent.
It's not one-sided over here. No.
The Pope is resigning.
Yes, breaking news.
One of the things, that's a horrible term. Will you please not use
I
that?
I love saying it. Breaking news. I like saying that along with back to you in the studio. No, I will not change it.
Back to you in the studio is cool.
I'm sorry. Breaking news.
Breaking news is stupid.
It's my favorite.
So here's this. You know, I have no use for commercial, organized, industrial religion, no matter what it is. There's a lot of good that has come from most of the organized religions around the planet over the years. But so much bad comes because of the hierarchy. What I would love to see is the members of the Catholic Church, not the hierarchy, because we don't talk about the people who are members, the flock, if you will. We always talk about these people who are running, whether it's the Catholic Church, any organized religion, for the most part, is as corrupt as politics itself. Republicans, Democrats, Christians, Jews, you name it, they're all, they become too powerful. So the Pope's resigning because of all of the scandal. I mean, that's not going to... They're going to tell you something else. So, of course, that's what it is.
But I would think what's happening as a Catholic is that they've lost a lot of people, and so they're trying to maybe bring some new blood in. And, you know, he was brought in kind of almost as a piece of chewing gum to clog the hole, because when it was his turn, when they did their little Pope's Congress to, you know, they try to bring up the new guy, they couldn't decide on someone to do long-term. Right. So they picked him. Because they knew he'd be short term because of his advanced age. So,
Right. Well, I'm not buying it for a minute. I think that the whole, when you see how these people in Los Angeles with the scandal, first it was Boston. I don't know whether this stuff trails me around from place to place. The most corrupt Catholic hierarchy in the country is Boston. And it was so bad.
It's a big population, too.
A lot of Catholics in Boston. And the anger that developed over this and the fodder that they fed people who were doing talk radio programs, for example, or anybody who's scrutinizing this sort of thing, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that they've paid out to these boys who become men, the families of these people who were the pedophile priests just had a field day with the altar boys and other young members of the church. So... The cardinal, his name is Bernard Law, covers it all up, and then everybody down the line under him, guilty of covering it up. So the police in Boston are going to arrest him and charge him with being an accomplice to all these crimes, and they make a deal with the Pope to have him move from Boston, go live in Rome, to work at the Vatican, so he won't get arrested and sent to jail. Because when you get arrested for stuff like that and sent to jail, it's a one-way trip to the bad house. You're out in a box. Well, and there have been a couple of priests who have been down that road, and they didn't last. There was one guy, suburban Boston priest, who didn't last 3 weeks in jail after he got sentenced.
Really?
Yeah, he was gone in 3 weeks.
I mean, the Catholic Church is notorious for moving people around. I mean, we had a guy who was accused of a lot of bad stuff at my church, and you wouldn't know it. Irish priest, so nice. He was one of my favorite priests, actually, but he had some really bad things come out about him, and instead of doing anything about it, they just transfer them, and it's almost impossible for you to track where they put them.
It's like the police or any other hierarchy. They protect their own. And in the meantime, there's no justice rendered or justice served. And then you get into this whole business about what is there about men and why there has to be only men in the church. Why can't they marry? You know, there are a lot of people who, and this has been going on for centuries, this discussion of why aren't there marriages allowed? Why can't women be priests? You know, there's this stuff, because of the disciples and all that other stuff. You know what? It just is it's unnatural and sad to expect men, well, if they really are true to their vows and they really just, why? I always ask that question, why? Anybody want to take a shot at it, or me, you're welcome to, at 888-302-3684. Why is it that the Catholic Church and some of the older folks are just really angry at me now? And you can be angry because I'm disturbing you, because you know in your heart of heart and your soul of souls I'm right. Why do these things happen? Why do these things continue to happen? This has been going on. Well, who knows how long it's been going on. I know that the investigation in Boston started 30 years ago. And they could never get anything on any of these guys. This stuff's been going on for who knows how long. Forever, maybe. They're not forthcoming with information, so you can speculate as much as you want to. It's outrageous. More, again, the human, and is it because the priests are forced into sexuality that's I don't know, I get frustrated with this.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, really? All right. So here's another thing that we're going to talk about in a moment.
Is it going to get us hot under the collar?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
The paternal family report that came out, I think it was yesterday, seeking to clear his name.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that in a moment or two. 888-302-3684. In the meanwhile, let's talk about this new testosterone product called T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Boosting free testosterone improves your desire and enhances your muscle mass. If you're an exerciser like I am, then you know that this is kind of a nice benefit for exercising. It's nice to look good and feel good and be strong, and that's kind of, isn't that why you, most people who exercise who are in shape do it, to get stronger and to look better and all of those things. It doesn't make a difference how old you are, but if you're older, your testosterone level is going down, I can guarantee you that. So this product, TGN with Nitro Boost, boosts your free testosterone and nitric oxide, because this is something that has not been well known, Jennifer, in public circles. At the same time, you're adding to your testosterone level, because if it gets down to 200 to 300 as you get older, it's just things don't work well, and you want to bring them up. And this is the only safe way of doing it, according to Dr. Ken and lots of other people who are on the medical side of things. Your body needs testosterone to be healthy as you get older. It needs nitric oxide to improve your blood flow and maximize things that need to perform well. And so that's why T-Gen with Nitro Boost has become so popular so quickly. Ingredients are clinically shown to safely and naturally raise your free testosterone level and at the same time boost nitric oxide so that everything flows much, much better. T-Gen with Nitro Boost. If you mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-631-6443, that's 800-631-6443, you'll get T-Gen with Nitro Boost at half price. Half price, 800-631-6443. So everything will function much better, better performance, 50% off, and a 90-day money-back guarantee. You got to call 800-631-6443.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
For the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I are going through the news columns here and there, our various sources. I think this report that was commissioned by Joe Paterno's family, they want to clear his name. So the report issued yesterday, the challenge comes on the conclusion by Louis Free, who is the former FBI guy that did the report for Penn State. The report that Free came out with suggested Paterno conspired to hide the sex abuse allegations, same as the Catholic Church goes on, even
to protect the program or to protect the guy.
To protect, well, actually, you're talking about the family, or are you talking about the what are you talking about?
Free's I'm talking report? About. Do we think Paterno was protecting? He was protecting the program is probably what he was after. Is
well,
that
the
what
suggestion he was that right. He was protecting Sandusky.
That's what I was asking. Was he protecting him, the guy, or was he protecting, you know?
I don't know. Who knows?
Okay.
But Sandusky was the suggestion Louis Free came up with was that he was protecting Sandusky and that he conspired knowing all of the angles to hide these allegations. Kind of like the Pope and the Cardinals and, you know, everybody else conspired to hide the identity of the men who were priests who were involved in the same pedophile activity that Jerry Sandusky was involved in. So the family claims, Jennifer, that the findings of the Free report were unsupported by the facts. In a statement that was released through a spokesperson, Free defended his investigation, saying, quote, I stand by our conclusion that four of the most powerful people at Penn State failed at their job. Louis Free has always been a very highly regarded, respected, and motivated person, from what I can gather. So why would there be a whitewash here? Although anything's possible, LBJ cooked the Warren report. Any of these things are possible. And so now, even if, in fact, Louis Free is right and the paternal family is wrong, what they've done is cast enough doubt on the Free report. Mm-hmm. With the, you know, they spent family money to go hire people to investigate not only what happened at Penn State, but to investigate Louis Free's report. So throwing enough questions on it in people's minds, well, is it true or not? You know, then that's what they're trying, I'm guessing. You know, I don't know. I haven't talked to those people in that family. And I'm not going to sit here like these fools who are supposed analysts and say, well, here's what he means by that. How do you know what he means by that unless you ask him? Mm-hmm. And he says, this is what I mean by that. I always love it when, don't you love it when these fools that go on these so-called news networks like Fox and MSNBC, these are they're analysts and they're experts. And so they're going to, by the way, Scott Brown, who was the former senator from Massachusetts, the Republican,
Sure.
He's going to run for governor of Massachusetts. He doesn't want to run for Kerry C. He wants to run for governor. He's going to start, I think, today working for Fox, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. So anyway, but these guys with all their gas, all it is interesting speculative conversation, but it doesn't mean anything because there's no proof. Oh, this is what he means. Don't you love it when they sit up there, Jennifer? This is what Fred meant when he said that. How did you know what Fred meant when
like
he said
poetry,
that?
Like it's poetry, and they're trying to analyze
right,
it.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. This is what Robert Waldo Emerson, not Robert, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Frost, you were looking at, I think.
Right, him right. too. Robert Frost
right.
and
then
Ralph
Waldo.
Yeah,
yes.
Right, yeah. This is
Ralph and, yeah, Robert.
I loved it when I was teaching English, or even when we were in English class, right? And we're always there. This is what they meant, but how do you know what they meant? How do you know what Shakespeare meant when he wrote any of his stuff? You don't know. It's all foolishness. And yet we get so rabid. It's great conversation. Doug, what got under your bonnet?
I don't know. It started with the snow, and you've just been cranked ever since.
Right. That's right. It's all more. And pretty much everything we've talked about today is pretty outrageous, isn't it, when you get right down to it?
A little bit.
A lot of outrageous stuff. So I am your designated outrageous person this morning at 12 before the hour. This is good day.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh. I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
After the hour on the Doug Good Day program, time now for us to spend a few moments on technology because it's important. A lot of interactive stuff going on in the world. Shelley Palmer is our person who does the tech talk, and he has a focus on Amazon's new payment method for apps on their Kindle Fire. So if you got a Kindle and you're using Amazon and you're interested in where this all goes, you better stick around for a moment.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, starting in May, Kindle Fire users are going to have a new way to purchase content. Amazon Coins, announced last week, are a new virtual currency for U.S. customers to use to buy apps, games, and in-app items on Kindle Fires. The coin system seems to be bucking a trend, as similar payment methods in the tech world are being eliminated, not created. Facebook introduced Facebook credits in 2011, only to eliminate the system a year and a half later. Microsoft seems to be doing the same same thing with its Microsoft points on Xbox 360, but for Amazon, it hopes the coin system will get Kindle owners excited about buying more apps. Amazon will give away tens of millions of dollars in coins to existing Kindle Fire owners when the program launches. Are coins really going to make you a loyal Amazon customer, or are they just going to annoy you? Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Celebrate 50 years of Rite Aid with even more great savings. During February, you can earn up to $50 in PlusUp rewards when you buy qualifying amounts of participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Start earning rewards after spending $100. Just look for the participating products icon throughout the store. And the icing on our 50th anniversary cake? Savings on top of savings. Come celebrate 50 years of Rite Aid with great deals. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only. February 3rd, 2013 through March 2nd, 2013. Limited $50 in PlusUps per household. See rite.com/rules for details.
A recent Bing survey showing nearly 75% of people identified themselves as active members of online political discussions. And now, there's a way to actually participate and share opinions during the big speech, the State of the Union speech, like never before. T.K. Anderson now with the details.
Bing and Fox News Channel have partnered to launch the first of its kind Bing Pulse online voting tool, which enables Americans to track and share opinions in real time during the President's State of the Union speech. Microsoft's Mark Penn says you can find nonpartisan political news, expert commentary, and social media analysis all at bing.com/politics.
Bing.com/politics is the best second screen viewing companion for the State of the Union address. It offers a holistic, real-time view of information, reaction, and even sentiment during this key political moment for Americans.
Penn says the site is powered by Bing search technology and its exclusive social search experience, and is designed to meet the growing need for up-to-the-minute political information and online experiences that are a great companion to political broadcasts.
Bing is providing Americans with the data that they've been looking for and the opportunity to more easily share their voice. We believe that the Bing Pulse will set the bar for live polls in the modern age.
For more, log on to bing.com/politics. That's Newsbreak from Bing.
It's Valentine's Week, and if you wear your heart on your sleeve this Valentine's Day, I kind of get accused of that from time to time, Jennifer, you may end up paying for it out of your own pocket. Brian Osage finds out that this is the season for romance scams.
Consumers lost $50 million to romance scams in 2011, and that number grows each year. Global money transfer company MoneyGram's Kim Garner says these scams usually begin online and move fast.
Scammers profess their love quickly, and they will ask you to wire them money through a money transfer. Remember, once the money is sent, it's gone for good.
MoneyGram has kept millions of dollars out of the hands of scammers and refunded the money to consumers. Garner says to stay alert to scams and end them if you're suspicious, and never wire money to someone you have never met in person.
Scammers usually live overseas, and their online conversations are filled with spelling and grammatical errors. They try to keep control of the relationship and don't provide a phone number. You need to trust your instinct, end the relationship, end the scam if the red flags are flying.
Report romance scams to your local police, and if MoneyGram was used to send money, call 1-800-MONEYGRAM. For more, log on to MoneyGramPreventFraud.com. That's Newsbreak for MoneyGram.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.